Well, the incident happened in the public car park on the recently refurbished back lane, well-lit area in the back lane areas in the town. And a minimum of at least two vehicles had their windows smashed, and this was late Easter Monday night or early hours of Tuesday. And this was so, so disappointing in the Easter period and this community, and also so annoying that two individuals who had parked up had to come back to find their vehicles vandalised. And, you know, the Gardaí have been briefed on it. I would ask anybody with information to come forward, or better still, if those who were involved, maybe they themselves come forward and try to get this incident put to bed.
And you say that Cairn Donnagh and Gardaí personnel that are based in Cairn Donnagh need a new and modern station. What can you tell me about that?
Well, that's a long saga. That's something I've been calling for quite a while in relation to our own existing station for Garda personnel. Has been earmarked by a chief superintendent in the past as unfit for purpose, and that's neither good for our community or for the Garda personnel based there. And at the autumn of last year, there was confirmation that two areas in Ireland were earmarked for new Garda stations. One was down south and the other was Cairn Donnagh, and that facility is needed forthwith. We need it to serve not alone Cairn Donnagh, but also North and Ishuan. And we need also then that our Gardaí are accessible, contactable, and that they have a high visibility presence in our towns and in our rural communities. That's what would come out of having them based again in Cairn Donnagh, I believe.